It's the intro, the intro, the intro, the intro. Man, this should get on already. Come on.
Hey, everybody. I gotta sing that every single time. Welcome back to another episode of Good and Ghetto, the pod. We're back. The pod, we're back. It's me, Jam.
Hi.
G, we trying to act so precious and innocent. And this is top two most ignorant people I know in my whole life. And she be trying to act so, hi everyone, praises to thee.
Hello. Just got finished 2 minutes ago.
Exactly. What's good, sis?
Look, you know, life is life and it's amazing and I'm just enjoying every moment of it. So,
yeah.
No complaints here. No complaints.
That weather finally starting to break a little bit.
Yeah, and it's gonna break back off again. Don't get too excited.
Yeah, don't get too excited.
It's whatever. It's Chicago.
It's gonna piss you off every time, regardless. Girl, why did we have an earthquake today?
Really?
Earthquakes are the most like weird thing because there is nothing you can do. One, there is no like there may be an earthquake today. Like, there's no way to predict it. And then they just happen. And then you like, was that an earthquake? And then by the time you realize it was an earthquake, it's like, wait, should I be worried that the earth is moving beneath my feet? Our whole building, our whole three-story building shook.
No.
It is so crazy. Since I've lived in LA, I think I have felt three, maybe four earthquakes. The first earthquake I felt, I was laying in my bed. It was maybe 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, the whole bed slid across the floor. And it moved so dramatically that it woke me up out of my sleep. And I said, wait the fuck, hold on. Hold on. Beds don't move. Furniture don't slide on its own. I was like, whole room just shifted. That shit. It's really a mindfuck. Like, it's actually crazy. And then it'd be over and you just be like, my favorite thing about that earthquake is you get on Twitter and everybody like, did y'all feel that? Was that? Everybody like, is that
the whole world?
Was that what I just thought it was? Like, everybody in LA is like equally confused because most of the people who live in LA, like not even really from LA, we don't know what the fuck going on. We're just like, what that? Did anybody else building just wiggle a little bit? Anybody else shit just wiggle? Anybody else wall wiggle? I don't know. So it was crazy. Whoa. We felt one today. It was a nice size one though. Like, it, the whole building was like doo doo. Like, it's so weird. The last time we felt one a few weeks ago, my bar cart in my house, all the wine glasses was clanking.
Wait. So my question: I might sound very dumb, but once that happens, like, what happens to the earth underneath? Like, it's quaking, and then what? Like,
girl, just quake, and then be like, all right, well, now that I got that out the way,
whole shiver, like, ooh. That was cold.
Yeah. We just catch a little burr and then be done. And then it would just be done. It'd be like, all right.
Yeah, that's wild. Like a little,
it's like a little burp. The earth just burp a little bit and then be like,
oh. Yeah, that's very wild. That would make me very, very nervous.
It is a very weird feeling. And today I came to the realization, I said, well, damn, I ain't never did an earthquake drill in my whole damn life. I don't know what to do. The lady wouldn't. My coworker come in the office talking about stand in the doorways. What the fuck?
Is that for me? You stand in the doorway?
You're supposed to stand in the doorway so that, like, if the building falls down around you, the doorway probably still, I guess the doorway is still standing. You know, you want to stand? I don't know. I've never, you know, in California, they do earthquake drills. I done tornado drills. I've done fire drills. Stop, drop, roll. They say that what you're not supposed to do in an earthquake is drop. Because that thing will drop on top of you. Building falling.
Yeah, I don't understand standing in the doorway, though.
That's what they say. They say you're supposed to stand in the doorway or get in the bathtub.
Yeah, I don't think that
because you're trying, you don't want to be in something. I guess you want to be in something that maybe won't fall. Think about like when a house burned down and the doorway, the frame still standing. So I guess you want to be like in something. But in my opinion, if the whole building coming down, that doorway not saving me.
Yes.
To me, I don't know. Maybe I need to get on TikTok and be like, you know, what to do. In an earthquake while black. You know, you guys on TikTok when you really want to get the shit black. You want right. For me, black people in an earthquake so I can get the shit that really matter. Yeah. So that was weird today. But other than that, what else been going on? It's Black History Month. And, you know, I'm just out here living my black ass life. By doing absolutely nothing. Nothing remarkable has happened. That's my way of being revolutionary this month. By doing the bare minimum.
I'm resting all this month.
Bare minimum. After I did much of nothing in January, I just decided to roll that on in to Black History Month. So maybe we'll ramp it up in March. Maybe we'll have a little doubt it. Yeah, I doubt it. I don't. What we drinking today?
I am drinking some Japanese whiskey. I don't know the name of it.
Oh, yes. You had the Japanese whiskey last time.
Yes, it's quite delicious. What are you drinking?
I am drinking my favorite brand of hard kombucha. It's called Flying Embers. This is my favorite one. It's 8.5%, baby. 8.5% in one can. Yay. Hey, I'm telling you what I know, not what I heard. Flying Embers is the one and not the two. And this, what flavor this is? Passion fruit. I don't know what that word is. Passion fruit Simcoe.
Hey, you know what?
I don't know what a Simcoe is.
These kombuchas be whooping your ass on their verbiage, okay? But clearly it gets you.
You know,
right.
All the hippy dippy shit be putting words on the can. They know. What is it? Just say passion fruit. Do we need to know Simcoe? Just say passion fruit.
All we really needed to know was it was 8%. That's all we really needed.
8.5 alcohol volume. So give me a case. I take them all. That's what's in my cup. I'm so happy to be back drinking.
I'm so glad you're back. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Clink, clink, clink. It's dry January. That's crazy.
I'm going to tell you right now, the biggest fucking waste of time of my life. Dry January is a scam. Who came up with that? My life was improved in no way. I didn't lose no weight. I didn't feel
any different. Other than the fact
I could have been drinking.
This drinking while everyone else was. This it's all a scam.
I'm like, they told me that the reason why you a big bitch is because you've been drinking. So I stopped drinking for a month. Guess what? No change. Yeah, I'm going back to drinking. What? Who came up with that?
This is why I say you got to do what's best for you. Don't go with the crowd. Don't go with the wave. What do you want to do? Like, I
played myself. I don't drink enough to do Dry January. Dry January is for alcoholics. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a drunk. Very different. Very different. Very, very, very different. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't drink enough to need to go dry. Maybe a little damp. But I don't need to go dry.
But I'm never going none of that. Because, again, to your point, I don't drink enough for that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at home. So, if I'm drinking, like, I could see if this was, like, 2020. And we're coming up on 2021. And people were like, yo, I need to chill.
I was taking bottles of wine to the head. Solo.
We were drinking so well. My husband probably wasn't, but I was definitely like, "You need something from Benny's?" I was going to Benny's every other day.
They like, "Hey, it's restocked. What you looking for? We got it. Come on, aisle three. We know what you're here for."
And the crazy part is, I wasn't even drinking mixed drinks.
Yeah, liquor.
I was drinking straight up liquor.
The pandemic was a wild time. We was really. It was like if I gotta go, I'm going up on. I'm going out on the high. I'm going out on top.
Well, here's the thing. This might be very unpopular, and I know people are going to be like, you're crazy. It was the best time.
Had a ball.
It was the greatest time ever. To be in the house, wake up, literally, no one's going anywhere.
Yeah.
All we're doing is chilling at the house and drinking?
Yeah, I think for me in the pandemic, and I think I talked about this before, but like I worked throughout the whole pandemic because I worked in retail. I was a first line. Okay.
First line.
But my favorite part about the pandemic was just like, oh my God, everybody's dying. Everybody stay apart. But then you also had your like solidified like 2 to 4 people that you was like, you good to be around. It was like, no matter what, we weren't supposed to be around nobody. But my like 4 niggas who I decided was in the clear, I decided with my medical expertise, y'all in the clear, we linked up in the living room every night.
Yeah, it was great.
It was no quarantine. You had your faux niggas who was the quarantine exception. I was like, all right, look, I can't stay away from everybody. Yes. Well, bring the tequila. We meeting up. We about to play Uno in the living room for the 47th day in a row.
It was such a great time. Like, this is the thing. Like, I wouldn't be mad.
Shut it back down.
Shut the shit down.
Shut it back down.
Now. If they shut it down now, I would be like, hey, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
And I know what I'm doing differently this time. I'm collecting unemployment. I'm unemployed. I'm unable. I need help. America, we have a problem. I need help. I need assistance.
America has a problem.
I need assistance. Please send me all the benefits.
But you know what? It's so crazy. Like, I think I told you this, not on this podcast, but I told you, I can't remember, but I had an opportunity to collect unemployment.
Yeah, for you told me what happened.
Such a long time. And I was like, no, guys, I need to work. Now my ass is like, I can't work.
I'm doing it different. People was coming up on unemployment. If we got shut down again, I'm literally going in there smacking the shit out of my boss just so I can get fired. Because, you know, you can't quit. Because you can't collect unemployment. If you quit, I'm smacking the shit out of my boss. Terminate me, baby. Sign where? I signed it twice. Send me down to them people office, please.
And I'll collect every penny.
Send me down to them people. I am struggling. I don't have nothing. I need food stamps. I need a link card. I need unemployment. I need the motherfucking...
The people was getting everything.
I need assistance. I need government assistance.
Don't ever get me on how government assistance started. But, you know.
And we know who gets the most government assistance in this country.
And they be living down the street from my mom and them.
Motherfucking Tad and Billy. That too. Barbara and motherfucking Mr.
And Michaelson. And Trader Joe's racking up.
Lying. Crooks and criminals.
All of them.
Oh, I wanted to tell you this. So I saw this TikTok. I think it was like today or yesterday. And I saw this and I think I have been influenced in a great way. And I'm putting it as a part of my 5-year plan. This girl was talking about how she saved up enough money to take a 1-year sabbatical from work. So she planned a year ahead of time and was like, in the year, she took a 1-year sabbatical. I think it was like 2023, all 2023. She quit her job and committed to not working for a full year, just to rest, relax, travel. She saved up enough money. She did a whole budget, a whole plan to be able to pay her bills for a year and took a 1-year sabbatical from working. 5-year, I turned 30 this year. Between 30 and 35, I will be taking a 1-year sabbatical. I am now committed.
Let's narrow it down and let's just say your 30th year, you're going to work. And then your 31st year, you are going to be in a place where you do whatever the fuck you
want
to do.
Where I do whatever I want. I literally love that concept so much. Because as somebody who stay with a job, which thank you, God, my contract got renewed today. So I'm on my job a little bit longer because I'm kind of like contractually working now. Yeah. As a project manager. So it got extended today. So thank you, God. Amen, amen. I'm grateful. Amen. I'm about to start really, really stacking because I already been doing my budget. I did my January budget. I've already started my February budget, like tracking my expenses and stuff. Yeah, year 31. Yeah. Sabbatical. I love that concept.
And this is a thing. I know we have our things we're going to talk about, but I think that, again, this is great. But I really had to embrace the fact that I've been working since I was 15. And I am 40. I had to embrace the fact that I have been running on and off trains for years.
Yeah.
Known your mom for 20 years. Yeah. I've known y'all for like 20 years. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. All right. In those 20 years, I've had so many jobs of like working, working, hustling. And my friend and I, a friend that I've had since first grade, I went and got my hair done. Mm-hmm. Old school.
It looks great, by the way.
Thank you. We were in there. We went to grade school together. We've been friends since first grade. And we were both talking about how, like, we're now at the place that we're like, I don't want to do, I don't sign me up for none of that.
Not interested.
None of that. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I'm 100% tired of working. Like, yeah. And not in a, like, because I also am someone who does not have much of a entrepreneurial spirit. Really? I don't necessarily, no. Entrepreneurship is hard. Running your own business is hard. It is a lot of work. When I say I don't want to work, I don't want to work for nobody, including myself. If I got to work, I would love for somebody else to pay me. You know, I would. I like going into somebody's job and being like, what do you want me to do? Okay, I do that. And then by law, I have to leave by this time. I have to have a lunch. You cannot tell me this. I'm going to HR. I like having a job. I do. I honestly do, Denise. And it's not that I don't want to own a business. I would love to own a business. I would love to own a coffee shop, a wine bar. I want to own a laundromat. Like, I would love to buy a business, but I do not want to be the operator. And I would like to, I could even manage, but like, I'm hiring people to do that. I am not trying to be the one hands in running.
Really?
I do not have an entrepreneurial spirit, and I respect to everybody who does, but mm-hmm. It's just not. I like going to work, and it's somebody else's responsibility to keep the lights on. I'm just here. I'm hired help. Now I want to be paid generously. I like to do, you know, I don't want to do no bullshit.
Right.
But I like going in and somebody being like, hey, this is what I need you to do. And also, if you don't have the skills to do it, it's our job to make sure you get the skills. So I'm going to send you to this training. And I'm going to do it. Like,
yeah.
That's fine by me. It's a lot of money to be made working for other people. And yes, you're making money for them. I don't need all the money in the world. I don't need everybody's money. I need enough money to live comfortably. And I have not yet. Remember I used to sell hoodies and t-shirts? Baby, I was like, I'm over this. I'm over getting on the internet begging people to buy. Like, I was just like, I don't want to do it. I need a team. I need... I don't want to be the soul.
A lot of people don't have it, right? Like, and that's understandable. Like, I think that for me, I think, again, we talked about this. We talked about this in, like, a past podcast.
And all the times that we jab in our jaws.
Yes, like, I am not an artsy-fartsy, like, cut this out and do this. I'm creative to the mindset of being like, hey, these are the things that I think that you can do. You could be creative like this.
Mm-hmm.
Me sitting down and coming up with content to shoot
conceptually.
Myself.
Yeah.
Conceptually, like, yeah, I'm going to shoot all the stuff. I'm going to come up with the angles. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But when it comes to, like, cutting out and gluing and piecing and DIYing, get somebody else to do it. I can't do it. But it's not good interested. To know your strengths. It's good to know what you're good at. It's good to know that what you're not great at so that you don't waste time trying to prove to yourself that you know how to do these things.
Yeah. Right. I think I'm just not, and this might change. This might change. Mm-hmm. I get older or something like this. Maybe after my 1 year sabbatical, I'll come back and have a different spirit. But I just like the balance of coming home and not having to think about work, because work is at work and home is home. That's why I've never really thought about working from home, mainly because I also like don't have an office space necessarily. But I like the separation of work and home. And when you're an entrepreneur, especially when you're first starting, there's no balance. Work is home. Everything is in one. And I think there's a lot of beauty to that for sure. I just don't think I have the bandwidth or the wherewithal to stay excited and motivated about something when it also is my obligation to keep it going. Like me and me alone. You know what I mean? It's just entrepreneurs be in the trenches. I don't want to...
Yeah. And then I think that's why a lot of people fail, right? Like, a lot of people don't keep up with it because, like, And it's funny that we're talking about this because I remember when I first started doing Girl Be You and I started like writing and blogging and I saw people doing stuff and I was like, they're doing the same thing I'm doing. It's like they're copying me. But they didn't edit. Like they didn't keep edit because it's like, it's hard work to do a podcast, especially a solo podcast. Yeah. Right? Like doing a podcast like this, this is like, oh, you know, it's yes. tough. We're like merging our schedules and stuff. But to do a podcast by yourself, you look fucking insane.
Hence why, hey, shout out to everybody who been with me from the beginning. But the monologue and Good and Ghetto iteration one, it was rough doing it by yourself.
Because you are literally talking to yourself. And you have to love it enough.
Yeah.
And what you're doing to keep at it.
Keep at it and keep it fresh and keep it, yes. you know, authentic and everything like that. So I'm like, I say all that to say, I like having a, I guess, a traditional job or like the 9 to 5 or whatever like that. I enjoy that. But I too have been working since I was 13 years old. Mm. You know what I mean? I've literally had a job all my mm-hmm. adolescence, youth, mm-hmm. and now adulthood. I'm ready to take a break. I'm yeah. ready to just really take a break and not be obligated to go to work and meet deadlines and all this and all that or commute. Like I'm ready to just have some time where I don't do anything that I don't want to do. Yeah. So when I saw yeah. that girl talking about that on TikTok, I was like, oh, that's going in the 5-year plan. That 100% is some shit I can get. When I got tired of my last job, I got tired of my last job and I just went on LOA and just never came back. I was just like,
yeah.
My LOA yeah. was over. They was like, hey, so when's your return date? About that. There is not one. There is no return.
I literally forced them to fire me.
There's no return.
Every blackety black, black ass thing that I can say to make all those white people uncomfortable for them to be like, I don't think she belongs here anymore.
I don't think this is a good fit. I could not agree more.
Bitch, fire me so I can get this back.
So I can get that. Let me go ahead and get that. Yeah, I had to go ahead and take the LOA and all while I was on my LOA, I was just applying for another job, which again, right. it was like I wasn't at work, but I'm still trying to figure out like, okay, what's the next thing? So yeah. I really yeah. want to take a break from that. So, you know, I'm going to start planning for that.
As you should.
I am. Okay. Do you have any announcements? Anything?
Do I have any announcements? Well, if you guys are listening to the Girl Be You podcast and following us, book club is up for February and we are
yay!
A love song for Ricky Wilde, y'all. I'm so excited to read.
Janice got me reading, y'all. Janice got me out here in these reading streets.
It's gonna be great. I'm excited. The author today. This book is gonna be great. So if you guys wanna join the book club train, come on
yes.
over. It's gonna be great. It's very relaxed. It's a bunch of black women. We just over there talking and shooting shit and it's great. So
it's great. And then let me show you what I got for this book club because I'm a reader now.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm a reader now. I got new bookmarks.
Ooh.
So look.
Yes.
Miseducation.
Love, love, love. Yeah. 1 of 3,000. Cat Williams.
And then I got this one. It's like Love and Basketball.
Yes.
Oh, where's my camera?
Yes.
Yeah. So shout out to this. This is, it was just a tweet. I was on Twitter and somehow this came up on my timeline about this creator or artist or whatever who sells bookmarks, black owned, obviously. And I was like, yeah. you know what? I need a bookmark because I'd be using any and everything for a bookmark. So I was like, you know what? I need some new bookmarks. It's called Inspire the Tribe. So if y'all, Black History Month, y'all looking to buy some new black bookmarks, I guess this is our little shout out business or whatever.
We should tag really like them in this episode.
Yeah, so I'll put it in the description box. And then I'll also, when the episode comes out, I'll share it. And tag them and stuff like that. But they're super cute. They're a nice size, you know, laminated. Laminated in case you spill a little coffee, a little kombucha or something on it. Wipe it right off. Wipe it right off. Period. Yes.
Very excited.
I'm very excited to read this book. I read that last book literally in like 3 days, and I was very impressed with myself. I'm like, girl, it's almost like you went to college. It's almost like you went to college. You got a degree.
Y'all, she did. And she got a degree.
I got my degree. And I read a book in 3 days. I was like, period. Just had to make sure.
Like this one, I started it. I was 13 pages in before I went to the book signing. Okay. Whatever. It's going to be good.
I'm very excited. I'm going to start it this weekend, to be honest, because I'm watching the Super Bowl, but I'm just there for Usher, so.
Yeah, listen, me too. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We'll get there. Okay, so we're going to hop on into our chit-chat for this episode. And guys, disclaimer, for those of y'all who have been listening since episode one, since the first trailer, y'all know that we kind of made a pact. We kind of made a pact that we're going to talk about any and everything on this podcast, except niggas. Except niggas. This is not a relationship podcast. No. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Mm-mm. I am not an expert. And if I was, who cares?
We don't care about the table.
We don't care about who brings 50, 43%. Don't nobody care about who taking out the trash. Don't nobody care about how many oysters you ate. It's really, I don't care. It's none of my business. Whatever floats your boat, mama. Okay. So it is intentional that we do not talk about relationships, because it's washed. It's washed. I will come on here and talk about, okay, ABC 1, 2, 3 before I just start talking about relationships, because what the fuck? Yeah. However, it is February, and aside from it being nigga month, for the niggas, it's also the month of love, okay? It's Heart Health Awareness Month, and of course, we have the Hallmark capitalist holiday of Valentine's Day, which I do partake in because I'm a lover girl and I'm a simp. I don't mind Valentine's Day. Y'all gonna celebrate Christmas about a nigga who you ain't never seen before in a red suit? Buy that girl some goddamn flowers and a little chocolate strawberry.
Immediately.
Don't piss me off. You out here in a goddamn Harlem Globetrotter costume for Halloween, but then when it comes to Valentine's Day, everything is just commercial. Buy that girl a goddamn massage at the spa and a pedicure.
Exactly.
Piss me off. See, this is why we don't talk about it, because I don't have nothing nice to say.
Nothing.
But I told Janice, I said, you know what? This month, we're just going to talk about love. Because though I do not care to discuss relationships, I love love. I love love in all shape, forms, and fashion. Mm-hmm. Friendship, platonic, family. I just love love. The concept of love literally rules my life. The one thing I stand true on in my life is I try to like lead with love. And everything I do, like, I don't do hatred. I don't do that. Everything is love. Now, do I get pissed off? Yes. But even in moments of pissed off, what usually saves me
is the love.
From putting a boot in somebody's ass. It's the love. Okay. Amen. So we're going to talk about romance today. We're going to talk about romance. So I have some questions that I'm going to ask for the both of us to answer. They're not that spicy. It's nothing crazy. But just like, you said what?
Wish it was a little.
I wish, no. I mean, you know, anything goes. Anything goes. You know how this goes. But we're going to start off on the, I'm interested to know what we think romance is. You hear the word romance. That's why I specifically said romance and not love. I love love, but I want to talk about romance specifically. Ooh. Now, for those of y'all who listen, y'all probably already caught on. We are two spoken for women.
Okay.
Both of them niggas is in the other room. Crunching on Cheetos.
We're having to quiet down while we record this shit, okay?
I'm recording. You're eating hot wings. No, you cannot turn the air fryer on. Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about romance, what it means for us. What's your idea of romance? Has it changed over time? Okay. So my first question that I want us to answer is, are you or do you consider yourself a romantic?
I think that I am a little different, right? Mm-hmm. I come off, when people meet me, they're like, yo, she's tough.
Really?
I think people feel like I'm very tough because I'm very sarcastic. I'm very like, shut up, playing with me, like a lot. Like I can go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on like which way you come, and I can come either way. I could be sweet, I could be nice,
it is what it is, it ain't what it ain't.
Right. I do think at my core though, I am the biggest romantic type of person. When it comes to like my family, I'm always thinking of like, if it's not a big gift, I'm thinking of like, what can I do that would, they would be like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
Of course, with my husband, we always do like special birthdays. Like even if we don't go above and beyond, we do something very, very special tied to them, to each other.
Right.
So when it comes to that, I do think I am not a hopeless romantic in the sense of like, that is my thing, right? Like it's not, I don't lead with hopeless romance.
Yeah.
I don't lead with like, oh, I just like if I got flowers, it would be great. Mm-hmm. If I didn't get flowers, but my husband bought me a book, I would be like, oh, you're right. Me. I think it just looks different for me.
Yeah.
What about you? I feel like you're a hopeless romantic.
Let me tell you something.
With the right person.
Thank you, because you know me. Because you know I can get real
dicey in this bitch.
Not important. That's not what we're here to talk about. I am 100% a hopeless romantic.
Absolutely.
Baby, first of all, aside from being a hopeless romantic in my relationship, I live my life like it is a rom-com. I romanticize everything. I'm talking about, I wake up in the morning. This is not an exaggeration. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, gonna be a great day. Walks to the living room, opens the blinds. Sunshine. It's been raining for 2 weeks. I'm opening the blinds. It's no sun. It's 5:42 in the morning. No sun is out. I'm like, birds chirping.
Damn, like, dude. Special.
I literally turn on jazz music. I play the live jazz music playlist on YouTube, turn it on my TV, and I just go around doing my like morning routine with jazz playing in the background. And it kind of, in my mind, it's like the opening credits to a rom-com. It's like, I'm in the bathroom, like, splash the water on my face. Like, that is not an exaggeration. That is what my morning routine looks like in the morning. When I come home from the gym, I'm like, just crack me an egg. Perfect.
I swear to God that is a fun fact that I did not know about you, twin.
That is 100%.
I will be like, sit your ass down.
I romanticize everything in my life. I 100% am just a character. I'm just a character in my life. I just be going through life in the morning. Like, that's like my thing. So with that being said, hopeless romantic. I am a lover girl. I love love. Now, when I say I'm a romantic, I just love, in a similar way with you, I love intentional things. I don't necessarily care for flowers in the way that I'm like, ooh, yeah, they smell like dirt. Flowers smell like dirt. They smell like a plant that came from outside. It smells like grass. I'm sorry. I don't get the floral. They smell like vegetation. But when someone gets me flowers because they were thinking of me and they're like, you know, one time, baby came home and he bought me sunflowers, a bouquet of sunflowers. And they were so pretty. I'm like, I've never seen someone give a bouquet of sunflowers. I'm like, this, I'm in heaven. I'm living the dream. So, yeah, I'm definitely a hopeless romantic. Like, everything. I love taking walks. Like, I'm 100% like, you want to just go, like, take a walk down to the tea shop? There's a little tea shop down the street from the house. We go to the tea shop, and we just, like, sit in the tea shop and have a little matcha latte and just catch up.
This is really great, but nobody would ever know that. Like,
nobody would know this about me.
Yeah.
Nobody would know this about me. But I am in relationship, I am 100% a hopeless romantic to the point where, like, I have to calm down and realize, girl, everything is not, like, to me, going to Target, we're on a date. We're, like, going through, I'm like, babe, what do you think about this? Huh? Like,
it's because you're a theater major. So
it's literally the theater kid in me.
Is your stage. That's
100%.
What it is.
100%. We're in Target and I can like see the frame of this being in a theater and we're just like, I'm like, we are here to get
calm your ass down.
I know. It's actually sickening. So I'm a little bit of over the top and it gets bad sometimes because when you're a hopeless romantic and somebody even is just like a normal romantic, to you it's like, so you hate me. Like you're not on my level, so actually you hate me. What do you mean you don't want to walk to the Ralphs and hold hands and wear matching jean jackets? The fuck? Are we in love or are we not?
You are literally in a movie right now.
So to answer the question, okay, maybe a little bit, you know, not slight shit, nothing crazy. Anyway, there's no shame. There's no shame.
No shame. It's beautiful. I love it.
Okay, so follow-up question. What is your favorite way to be romantic? What's your favorite way to be romantic?
My favorite way to be romantic to somebody
else? For you to be romantic towards someone else.
I think it's this might be like a, not a bad thing, but it's kind of like, I get very caught up in the other person, in what mm-hmm. they love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I literally will study what the other person absolutely loves.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
An experience from like things that they like to wear, or if it's a gift, I'm thinking about like, would this person actually really like this gift? Because it has to speak to all the things that they actually are.
Yeah.
Like me personally, I would love to like just go to like a hotel and just read.
Yeah. Right?
But for someone else, it's more so like, what do they actually like? Do they like bowling? Okay, so I'm going to base the mm-hmm. experience that I give them around what they love. So it's like they like a particular food, I'm going to make sure that we eat that particular food. If I know that they want to be around those certain people, I'm going to pull those people in to be a part of that day and just really make it all about all the things that they love.
Mm-hmm.
Like as much as I would love to be like, you know, let me do X, Y, Z because I like it. I look at the person that I want to be romantic with and study them enough to know what is the thing that will make them be like, you really
went
all, even down to like the smallest things.
The minute
like
details,
a pen that you like to write with, or like
certain
scent that you like, or you know, making sure that if we do go to a restaurant that it has all of the things that you would actually eat. And I'm mm-hmm. already giving out like options for you.
Yeah. The thoughtfulness behind it all.
Yeah.
I thought you would have said, honestly, I thought you were going to say cooking, like preparing a nice meal. I could see that.
But I feel like I do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like I do that even like with, so my mom, well, this is a terrible tangent, but my mom got, she had like a bout with like her blood pressure and she mm-hmm. got really, really sick and she was about to go to the emergency room. And she just, she doesn't realize that she's not 25 anymore. She's
because she look good. When you look in the mirror every day and you look at how you look, you be like, "Hey, the birth certificate gets to be a lie."
Baby, you can't eat that. So for me, this is not romance, but it's like more so like taking care of my people.
Yeah,
went to the house. I typically stay at home on Sundays. I went to the house. I sat at home with her all day. We went grocery shopping. I cooked her like a vegan-esque meal, but I mm-hmm. put a little meat in it, you know, made sure that she had food for the week,
right?
You know, so she can kind of get better, you know, all the things she loves. And she loves us coming to the house anyway. So I feel like that's kind of like what I do anyway. Like I love cooking.
Okay.
though.
Janice trying to keep it all cute because she said something about her mama, like she ain't got that man. What I want to know is, let me set the scene. So it's your anniversary night, and ooh, you and hubby have decided that you're in charge of anniversary, of celebrating the anniversary this year. Yeah. Like it's the G show. What are you doing? Other than what are you doing? Like, how are you setting up? What kind of things would you plan in order to romance your man on y'all anniversary night? Like, what are some that you would do?
Anniversary night? See, that's hard because I'm just like, I'm not one of the lingerie type girls. I'm coming straight out the shower, greased down with some shea butter.
You might get a little thong. That's it.
Get a little thong with a little, with some expensive ass.
You getting his ass. I'm not about to put all that lace up in me and have a yeast infection tomorrow.
I'm coming straight out. I'm giving you head to toe weird
birthday suit, baby.
Birthday suit all day long. But the other part is, like, I would definitely have, like, some champagne. I would have, like, you know, just some photos, like a year in review of the whole year,
see,
that we've done, fun times that we've had, maybe a little word search and every word that you get right.
See, yes.
Ping, a little surprise.
That's cute.
You know, like a little...
nasty. Little word search. You better get it right.
Word search, maybe some little gifts and like with like a gift with like open this gift and figure out like what happened this particular day.
You
know, that kind of stuff. He's very, I think about like the person.
Right.
The type of person that he is. He's not over the top. He's not going to want all the other stuff. But very, I would make it very sensual. I would make it very fun. I would still make it a little lighthearted.
See, and that's the thing about, you know, the type of romantic that you are. Some people are real sexy, hot, spicy, fiery. I said some people, not me. But these are real just, I'm coming out in my heels, and maybe I'm a dance for you. Baby, if I'm dancing for you, I'm hitting the 40s and I'm doing a chicken head and I might crump a little bit.
I'm hitting up. Do, 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 get down, little mama. Do, 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 get down, little mama.
Bob that back down. I don't know if it's going to give you
what you're looking for.
So I'm definitely, like, if I was to describe the kind of romantic that I am, I think we're similar in, like, I'm a thoughtful. I want you to feel appreciated in ways that are important to you, 100%. But when it comes to me being a romantic, I also, like, I love to surprise. I love the, with my thoughtfulness, I like to do things that you don't even see coming. You know what I mean? Which makes things a little difficult sometimes. But you know how some people like to just give you a list of things, like for birthdays and Christmas and things like that. Like, what you want? They give you a list. They're like, anything off the list. I'm the type, I'm not getting you
nothing.
You might get one thing off the list. But other than that, I'm going to get you that thing that you mentioned in conversation 6 months ago in passing. And I took the mental note and I know that you still want it, but you probably didn't even think I was paying attention to it type deal. Like, I'm thoughtful in that way. When I'm being romantic, I also, because obviously I'm goofy as hell, like very lighthearted approach. And also I just like to, I like to make people, when I'm being romantic, I like to make people feel like totally at ease. Like, you don't have to worry about anything. Do you need, you know, I'm very, let me get into you. You know what I'm saying? It's very much given that when I want to be romantic, because I'm like, I want you to know that you appreciate it. And I want you to know that I see you. And I want you to know that I love it here. So, like, I want it to be fun. I want it to be like, this is our time together. So me being romantic is like, same thing with you. Like, I want it to be rooted in what that person enjoys and what I know that person wants. Even if it's sometimes it might be a little outside of my own comfort zone. Like, I do,
I am willing to take myself out of my comfort zone to show the person that I'm trying to be romantic with that, like, I recognize the things that you appreciate. So I definitely like a good massage. Like, I'm big on, like, okay, massage. I like to set the scene. Let's light a little candle. You
massage or going to a massage?
Like, if I'm being romantic, I'll give a massage, but also going to a massage. But if, like, if we go to a massage, it's going to be random. I'm going to tell you we're going to Target. I'm like, let's just get in the car. And then it's going to be a surprise. We at the spa. I like to trick a little bit, too. I like to go in the mall, be like, baby, get whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, pick something out. I know you've been saying you want no shoes. Come ahead, get that.
Yeah.
Like, you good, girl. You've been working hard.
Men need to feel that.
They pay for that haircut every now and again, ladies.
Pay
for that haircut every now and again. Now, why are haircuts $75 in
2024? Yeah, easy. It's like, he went. I was like, he's
got how much y'all cutting?
What are y'all doing?
Y'all doing open brain surgery up there that we don't know about? But yeah, pay for that haircut every now and again. You know what I'm saying?
And a petty and mani. I mean,
I was just about to say, and a petty and mani. I don't know what kind of mans y'all got, but I have a well manicured. I have a well manicured man.
Yes,
he likes to go get there, and when them feet start looking a little, like, hey, you want to go to? It's time to go to the. It's time to go see the lady. Yeah, let's go see the lady. Let's go see the lady.
Yeah.
Okay. Boom. Okay, next question.
Mm-hmm.
In reverse, I guess, what is your favorite way to be romanced? How do you like to be romanced?
So I think part of, like, my wanting to be romanced, again, I want to be thought of, but I also boiled up. And I think that's rooted in the fact that I was never spoiled. I've never been spoiled. Like,
Now that this is the thing.
This is probably going to be like a maybe a deeper conversation for later.
We're definitely going to have to circle back to that because that's a whole nother level that is very true.
It's like, okay, so I'm the oldest of four kids, and I've always been told to, like, be the semi mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I always had to be the mom to my sister, always had to be the mom to, like, my brothers when they were growing up. So I never got a chance to be spoiled. Like, I never got a chance to be, like, taken care of. And so when I started dating my husband back when we started dating, it was nice because I never.
Yeah.
You know, he was always like, you ain't never been on a date. I was like, randomly. I've never been consistently taking on a date.
Like, so when it's Friday night, let's go.
Yeah, let's go on a date. And so, like, I remember the time we were going out, he was like, I ain't never been on a date. I was like, no, I was just always had a point.
Period. I was just out here doing what I had to do when I needed to
So for me, being romance is like being spoiled. It's like being taken care of, like, where I don't have to worry about anything. Like,
yes,
our honeymoon, I didn't, all I did was hand my passport, like,
here you go.
I didn't worry about, like, where my luggage was gonna go. I didn't worry about that. To me, is like romance, like, knowing, like, if he says, like, hey, go get dressed, and I'm not
it ain't nothing like a man handling some shit.
It's like he just has it all together. Like, birthdays, anniversaries, I just know that my husband is gonna be like, even if it's small, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just breakfast with my family, I love it, because I just be like,
I didn't have to think about it. I'm just, it's already done. It's already set up.
Yes. So that, to me, like, being spoiled, taking some place that I love, like coffee or a really good dinner, a good, like, I love to eat. So anything that's really good, anything that's going to cause me to relax, taking me someplace like a bookstore and saying, hey, buy the your best 10 books, baby.
Yes. 10 is ridiculous. Janice really be reading books. 10 books is insane. But anyway, continue. Nobody buying no 10 damn books at a time. How many eyeballs do you have?
I swear, if my husband said right now, babe, we're going to the bookstore and I want to romance you and I'm letting you get the best 10 books that you got, baby, he can get whatever he wants. I'm cooking. I'm doing a cartwheel in my kitchen.
every night. Okay? Flow. Romance me, baby.
I am romance.
Check.
Yeah, we'll be taken care of. You hear me? Yes, that is my ideal romance.
I love that. Mm-hmm. What is my idea? What is my idea of real romance? So I too enjoy being spoiled, but I am so not used to it that it's not something that I long for. You know what I mean? You know how some women are like, if my man not spoiling me or if he not doing X, Y, Z, then he ain't taking care of you. Da, da. I am in a relationship. I am very much so like, we a team. We are partners. We are like, you know what I mean? That's why when y'all be talking about the 50-50, I be quiet. Because like, what's wrong with going 50-50? Bitch, you was just going 100-100. Y'all be acting like a 50% discount ain't shit. So don't take 50 off.
Hey, I know that we said we will never talk about niggas, but I do think we need to dedicate it to just the conversation around that.
Y'all be sounding insane. And y'all need to go to shout out to Crystal and Reed, because she's been saying, go talk to that lady. Y'all need to go sit on somebody's couch and talk to that lady. If my rent is X amount of dollars and somebody's offering to take 50% off of what I've been paying 100%, get on up in here. You want the left side or the right side of the bed? How many drawers you need?
It's just insane.
Because we could. But so being spoiled, I love it. But being spoiled is always like a shock and a surprise to me, because I've just never been spoiled. Not being the oldest, but being a middle child is really like, being a middle child of three is really like a mind fuck. Because the oldest child has all the responsibility, but they also get like all the freedom. They kind of, because they have the responsibility, your parents trust them, so they kind of get to just do whatever they want. It's always their word against yours. Like, my mama always was going to believe my older sister over me because she was with us, you know, she's babysitting, da 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 da. So the trust is always, I'm always the one that's lying, because no matter what she says goes, which is crazy to me, because I wasn't lying all the time. I was lying sometimes, but most of the time I was telling the truth. But y'all don't believe me. And then the baby is just coddled, king of the world, can do no wrong.
And the fact that you have a brother as a baby boy. Yeah, that's very different.
Could do no wrong. Yeah, and then all of the dictating that my sister could do to me, I couldn't do to the baby because he's the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So in the middle, you're just the only one getting held accountable for everything. You're the only one who just supposed to act right all the time, get in trouble. Yeah. You got to listen to the older one, look out for the younger one. It's just, so being the middle child, you're really just on your own. You're just really just on your own. It's a weird experience. And so I didn't really get spoiled. And so when it came to relationships, I never really looked to get spoiled. I'm more so of a, like, just make sure you pulling your own weight. You know what I mean? Just don't add anything extra onto me. So when it comes to how I like to be romance, my number one love language is acts of service. Take something up off my plate. That is my favorite way. Hey, just so you know, I took care of this thing. I know you've been saying you need to get your tires rotated. Leave your car with me tomorrow. I'm going to go get the oil change and get the tires rotated. Oh, yeah. Yes. Come home and the house is clean. Hey, I know you've been saying you've been wanting to get that load of laundry folded. Like, don't worry about it. I got it. The laundry, like, on the days where I come home and the whole house is clean. Also, I love being cooked for. Love being, you know, I don't be up in the kitchen. Everybody know. I say that on every episode. I don't, not my ministry. You know, I cook to stay alive. I don't cook for sport. I cook for nourishment. Okay, we're trying to stay alive. This isn't for a food show up in the bitch. You know, is the nutrition there? Okay. It's not Popeyes. Not Popeyes. I love being cooked for, though, because I love to eat. Mm. Coming home and it's just like seeing somebody cook for you, because I wish I would cook. If I enjoyed cooking, I would cook for people more. it's just not something I enjoy. So like, I really enjoy having food prepared for me. That's so romantic to me. I love just like anything that you're taking on my plate, anything to lighten my load. I just like, it just feels like I see you. To me, mm-hmm. when you do something to lighten my load, it's like, hey, I see you grinding. I see you juggling a lot. Let me help.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's the most romantic thing ever. I also like a foot rub. Baby, I've been falling asleep. Really? Them feet I love it. It's like little stuff like that. I don't have a real big like gift. Giving is cool, but like I never know what to ask for. I don't know how to ask for help. I don't know how to ask for things. That doesn't come very naturally to me.
To that one as well.
So that doesn't come very natural to me. So that kind of goes with the being spoiled thing. I don't know how to ask for things. So I love when you just can kind of like pick up on, oh, I think this is what you need.
Yeah.
I love that. And outside of that, I love surprise. I love to surprise people. I love being surprised. Surprise dates are the best. Like, hey, we got reservations at this, or be ready by da 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 da. I love that. Yeah. That's the kind of, because it's just that thoughtfulness. I like to know you thinking of me. Because you know, when I be in love, I'm thinking about a nigga 24/24. I'm thinking about you all the time.
That's true. I agree.
As a hopeless romantic, I'm like, I am always thinking about, how can I make your day better? How can I make you smile? How can I add something to your day? Like, that's how my brain works as a lover girl. And so, like, when I get that back, when I see that something is done for me just because I was thinking of you, just because I noticed this about you, I was paying attention to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting, what would you like? What would you like from me?
Whatever you like.
You want to put it in? Okay. Okay, that's good.
Love it. I love it.
Now, this is the last one. Uh-oh. And this one might be a little bit hard. I put the question on here, but I didn't really think of an answer myself. But what is your romance ick? What's something that you just do not, it's just, you just don't like it. Maybe it's something romantic that a lot of other people like. Maybe it's like an unpopular opinion. Or like, what's your romance ick? And let me think of mine too, because I don't know. I feel like I have to have one though. Let me think.
I think, I mean, I don't know if this is really an ick or if I can kind of like pinpoint it, but I don't like when a romance, like if it's trendy, if you doing something just like, oh, I saw this and I think that
that's
you would
good.
Like,
that's
then
good.
You don't know me. Like,
that's
for me,
good.
It's like I'm cool. I think that picnics are cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, and not to say that if my husband did this, that I would be like, I wouldn't enjoy it. But I'm not a huge picnic-y girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though people are like, yeah, like I would love like to have like a really cool picnic. If you did that, I would be like,
interesting.
Did you do this because you saw somebody else do this? Like, yeah, they said it was a good idea. Don't do stuff.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Don't do stuff. Like, if you know that I don't like, here's a perfect example. Like, when my husband proposed to me, it was very like, it was literally just like my family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was me, my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother, and his wife. It was very, very low key.
Yeah.
If he would have proposed to me at like a baseball game, or a basketball game, I would have been like, yes. I would have said yes regardless.
Yeah, but it's like, this is random.
I would have also been like, you know, I don't even like fucking people in my business.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it's like a romancy thing, that's a trendy thing.
Yeah.
That you're trying to make our thing, I would be like,
that's a great example.
Yeah.
That is 100% a great example. I would 100% agree. Like, don't be doing some shit you saw off TikTok. I have a huge, and this really could be a different conversation. I have a huge pet peeve against people who create their relationship or mold their relationship based off of social media trends, based off of what social media says a good relationship is. For me, my biggest problem with this, and this is a small tangent, I'm bringing back. My biggest problem with examples of this is when it comes to sex. Because y'all be on that internet lying. Y'all not getting down like that. You're not getting busy like that, mama. You're lying. Be on Twitter talking about some, I just woke up and all I could think about is just, ooh, all I want to do is just swallow him up for an hour straight. You a lie.
No, because you can't last 2 minutes. Knock it off.
You didn't wake up. Yeah, because all I know is as soon as I see him, we going for, no, you're not. Like, y'all be on there lying. Y'all not getting busy like that. Y'all not freaky like that. And you're not even getting it like that. Y'all be that horny and y'all be like that because you only getting broken off once every 3 months.
Or you're doing it because you're not having it. And talking like that gets more followers.
When you got that live-in, when you go to bed and wake up with them every day, it's not giving that. It's not a fucking porno. No. Every day.
It's really not.
I'm turning over. Come on. Go on ahead. Come on. Toot, 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 toot. All right. Go to sleep. All right. Got to work in the morning.
Yeah, all right. All right. And we go back in and get this work in. Like,
we got to stop lying about how we be getting it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like people broadcasting their sex life on the internet anyway. That is very odd behavior to me. I'm just not that type of freak.
I don't like broadcasting the relationships.
In general.
Like, your relationship should be your relationship. I should not see y'all every 2 seconds doing a fucking skit. I hate that shit.
Everything about your relationship is content.
No,
I don't like that. I don't like that.
So, shit behind a paywall.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Or just like keep it in for yourself. Get your own little shared album. Send it. Do it for yourself. So that's what I concur. People doing stuff for the internet. I think an example for that for me would be like, I don't like necessarily, like we talked about it, like I'm not good with arts and crafty type stuff. I can't draw. Yeah. I can't paint. So why we at a sipping pain? I know that's what they said. You know, if you really want to, but I don't.
I feel like you have to do here's the key thing about romance. I think the key thing about romance is being in a relationship and knowing your person.
Yeah.
What brings out the best in your person?
Because it's about them. Romance is about, you have to be with someone who you feel comfortable romancing and trusting that they're going to reciprocate the romance. Exactly. You know what I mean? And that's hard because a lot of us love and we do all that in the way that we want to be loved. You know what I mean? Right. Naturally, you project what you want. Yeah. But really, like you're saying, it has to be rooted in the other person. So you can't be out here because you wish somebody took you to the sip of paint. You done dragged me down here with the goddamn Crayola paints and the paint by the number. Now I'm pissed off because my shit don't look like everybody else's because I don't know how to blend the paint.
I don't even like this, right? Like, it would just, like, for me, it's like, oh, they said that. And it cracks me up when they say they. Who the fuck is they? But we're going to go go ice skating. Neither one of us likes skating.
Yeah.
We both like
eating. Why are we doing this?
So we're best to go across the street and go get a glass of wine and eat some pasta. Like do what's best for your relationship, for your romance.
And something that I think my romance ick would be also don't do anything that you also don't want to do.
Exactly.
Like if I want to go on a hike, don't just humor me. Like, if you don't want to go on the hike, then don't make it a romantic. Don't be like, okay, we just, like, you know, don't drag your ass to something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Which, thankfully, I don't experience. But, like, I think that would be my ick. Like, don't make me feel like a project or you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you doing something just to appease to
make
me. Like, don't do it. Because then at that point, it's like, I want us to enjoy. My biggest thing is I love quality time. I love intimate moments, So yeah, that would probably be my biggest thing is like, don't do nothing that you don't want to do. And also I guess in addition to what you were saying, don't do something, don't take me to do something or romance me in a way that makes me uncomfortable. I think for me, it'd be like something like you're trying to be romantic and like you're doing it in front, like you got us doing something intimate in front of people. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? You get something that you know I'm uncomfortable with. We're doing it in a group setting or something like that. Like, I think it all comes back to not knowing the person. Mm-hmm. Just, you know what I mean? Take the time. Romance doesn't have to be romantic gestures all the time. Because I also, like, I would much prefer a whole bunch of micro things, small things, than 2 or 3 big romantic gestures a year. Yeah. And then all the time outside of that, we just vibing. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, making a cup of coffee for me when like little things, anything can be romantic. I think at the end of the day, to sum it up, anything can be romantic when you know your person. For you, going to the bookstore and getting 10 books is romantic. That might not be for everybody, but when someone knows your partner, anything can be romantic. Because I think what romance comes down to is being intentional. Mm. Being intentional and say, hey, I want to do this thing with the intent of making you smile, with the intent of bringing you some kind of enjoyment or bringing us closer together. I'm doing this thing for one of those reasons. Mm-hmm. And in that, you have to be intentional about that because it has to be grounded in who you are and who your partner is.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So,
okay. Look at us making these connections and connecting the dots.
Maybe I should go be a therapist. Maybe like in my afterlife, I'll come back as like a little therapist, like a life coach.
Yes, a life coach.
Yeah, maybe a life coach. You know, I think I get a little more freedom. I could cuss a little bit more. You know, be a little bit more unhinged than a therapist. Not bound by the law.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that was fun. Do you have any other thoughts on romance? I think I learned a lot about you and your romance.
I mean, I did. People be thinking I'm one way and I'm coming out the bag on you. I would just say, like, to anybody listening and you're like feeling like, oh, I'll never find it, or I do have it and this person doesn't do X, Y, and Z. I think if you listened, be intentional with your person.
Yeah.
Just be intentional with your person. Don't go by societal standards of what you should do and how you should be.
Right.
Be intentional about your people and how it works for y'all.
Period. That's Don't be afraid to romance yourself.
Yeah.
Because no one else is going to know how to romance you if you don't know what it is you like, if you don't know the type of things that make you feel good about yourself or that make, like, you know what I mean? That make you feel seen and valued because, you know, so don't be afraid to romance yourself. I kind of want to look up for funsies, like, what is the textbook definition of romance?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that, like, when you asked.
Like, what does it actually mean? Let's see. Okay, romance. A feeling of excitement and mystery associated with love. Mm. Or a quality or feeling of mystery, excitement, and remoteness from everyday life. Mm. I like that mystery is in there.
Yeah.
Because it kind of speaks to what we were talking about like, it's almost like an impulse, like you romance someone based off of already kind of knowing and reading what they would enjoy. So it's not something that they necessarily see coming, or it's not something that they ask of you. It's just from your knowledge. A feeling of excitement.
But I think learning, taking time to learn somebody what love is to me.
Yeah.
That's genuine love.
Yeah. Like,
learning your person, and also to your point of learning yourself.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we think like romance is just like about the other person. But I got very comfortable before I was married. I got very comfortable traveling by myself, enjoying the movies, going to dinner by myself, doing all those things to learn how to love myself.
Right.
So that when I came in partnership and in a marriage with somebody, I was able to say, no, I don't really like that.
Right.
I've already done all of these things on my own.
For yourself. I like how the second definition, it says a quality or feeling of mystery, excitement, and remoteness from everyday life. That remoteness for everyday life is cool because when you're being romantic, this is where some of y'all be losing it. Being romantic is doing something different than the status quo. So yes. For you, perfect example, like you said, I was like, oh, I would have figured like you cooking would be romantic, but you're like, I cook every day. I'm mm-hmm. always cooking. So for you, that's not an act of romance. That's just right. an act of you expressing your love. Normally, that's just routine. Yes. The yes. romance is something different from the everyday life. If you're listening out there, it ain't even, y'all still got a few more days to Valentine's Day. Write that down. Take a note of that. Remoteness from everyday. Don't you come in here doing that same shit you've been doing. If you're trying to be romantic,
do something different.
Switch it up. Mystery, remoteness. Those are the two words I need y'all to take down. That's what makes romance different from love. Words mean things, guys.
They really do.
Romance is not love. Romance is an act.
Come on, Jermaine. We out here teaching the people. We're
teaching.
Teaching.
I need a certificate or something. I know. I feel like I really just schooled y'all or something. Webster, baby. That's Webster. Okay, period. Well, that was fun. I like that. What do you think? I like that.
I love it. It was really good.
That was something different. Y'all know, we switch it up. We switch it up. We might come back with something else along the lines of love and relationship for the next episode or not. Who knows? Stay tuned. But... okay, well, we're going to transition then into my favorite part of the show. Good. What the fuck is good?
What the fuck is good? You can go, sis. You go ahead.
What the fuck is good and what's ghetto? Period. I'm so excited for my good. Listen, y'all. My good this episode is that your girl, long time, lifelong fan and stan, this has been my baby since day one, I secured tickets to see Usher on tour. Baby, I'm going. Ooh. I'm going to see Usher, baby. I'm going to see him. And where am I going to see him? In Atlanta. Yeah, I'm going to see him in the hometown.
That's going to be a black show.
What? VIP in the pit. I dropped the bag. I dropped the bag.
You know what? I'm very, very proud of anybody that secured those tickets because let me tell you something. I still be very nervous about these concerts. Y'all know how I am. I just be like,
I got COVID at Drake, so honestly it's a lot in the world, but I couldn't miss it. I played myself for the residency. I didn't get to see him in Vegas because I kept saying, oh, I want the tickets to go lower. I kept trying to play the gamble game, and them tickets only went up and 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 up, and I don't have no $1,000, $2,000, $2,000.
Y'all, I can't
the tickets were still kind of expensive.
Very.
But they weren't. I caught them on the pre-sale and I got them before they got outrageous. I don't know what they're looking like now. The general sale doesn't start until Monday, this coming Monday, which should be the day we drop this episode. So the general sale opens. I don't know what the price is looking like. I did get pit tickets, like, so they are more expensive than like the 200s and 300s. They were definitely cheaper tickets, but I wanted an experience. I have literally loved Usher. I used to have posters of him out the magazines up in my room. I begged my mama to get me a U-chain so I could spin it around my neck like he did in the video, and she ain't never give me. I put it on my Christmas list 3 years in a row. She ain't never get it, which is crazy to me.
She owes you that.
She owes me a U-chain. I might get one. I'm very excited. Was I thirsty and I bought tickets to Atlanta and the LA show? Absolutely. I'm going to see him twice. I was not playing. I love Usher.
I've never. I don't think I could ever be one of those girlies.
Usher is like the one male artist that I have literally loved since I was an adolescent. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody had their look. It was like, I was never a Chris Brown girl. I was never a Chris Brown girl. I was never Lil Bow Wow. You had to pick a side between Lil Bow Wow and Lil Romeo. I like Lil Romeo, personally.
I can see that.
He wasn't as talented, but you know, he was smart. You know, he had a little bit more to him. You know what I'm saying? So I was never crazy over Chris Brown, but Usher I loved, and I've never seen him in a stadium tour. I did get to see him at the first Lovers and Friends, which was awesome.
like festival style, but I'm like, I can't miss this tour. Thank you, God, for blessing me with the resources to be able to secure these tickets. Yeah. Going with a bunch of my girls in Atlanta, like it's gonna be a whole thing. This is my 30th birthday year, so I'm
live it up.
So I'm so excited about that. And then in addition to that, my other good that you would appreciate is that I'm going to see Here's the Thing live tomorrow.
Yes, they are coming. I love
you. Them. Should go.
I think they're coming in March. I gotta see. Y'all, I have so many weddings that we're a part of that we've been invited to. Like, it's just
I'm very excited to see my unruly cousins, Kev on stage, that chick Angel.
Listen, can we just take a moment to pause and just say Kev on stage, that chick Angel? Crazy. They have been fucking crushing. And I know Kev on stage is passing, he don't cuss, but I'm a PK and I cuss. Listen, yeah, they have been crushing it. And the fact that Churchy was sold and it is on BET Plus is
awesome.
Crazy wild and so amazing. That chick Angel was nominated for
NAACP for the Queerties.
Yes, I listen. Let's
she
go
literally
vote.
Dropped a song that started off as a joke on the podcast, and it literally like charted, like
charted.
She's nominated for an award for that song and that video, the Saucy Santana version. I'm like, that's
it's insane. I love it for him. Love it for them.
So I'm going to see them live. They're actually on Saturday, so tomorrow I was recording this. So I'm super excited about that. It's like little stuff like that. I'm just like, this is the stuff I want to spend my money on. Like, I don't need a closet full of Gucci and Louis and da-da-da. I want to travel and I want to, like, have experiences that mean something to me.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I love Usher. I love
you know, Mono's in Chicago and I missed her.
Oh my gosh. But you know, she was at City Winery, wasn't she?
She was. I fucking love her.
You gotta go. Look at the dates for Chicago for Here's the Thing. And
It's next March. It's next month. I'm gonna try.
Yeah. I'm excited. So that's my good. I'm excited to go outside to do some shit that I love.
Yay.
Yeah. What's yours?
So my good is, of course, it has to do with Girl Be You. My good is I've been working in the dark for a very, very long time, and people don't know that I've been trying to secure Girl Be You mentoring to get into these schools.
Yes.
In three schools.
Yes. Pew, 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 pew. That is amazing.
Elementary school, we're in a middle school, and we just secured the high school. So I'm excited.
That is amazing. Yeah, let me just brag on my sis. She has been working Girl Be You, what is it, like 8 years now?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Girl Be You has been her baby for years. And also, like, this is the kind of stuff that, like, Janice is literally made for it. The reason that we have the relationship that we have is because she literally was like my big sister, my twin, like my confidant, my mentor, my prayer partner, the person I call when I'm going through and everything like that. Like, that is literally her gift to the world, is connecting with young women specifically. Like, me and Janice chit-chat, like, we literally were in the damn womb together. You know what I mean? But this is really like my big sister.
Go to college. Don't bring your ass back.
She told me, go to college. Don't bring your ass home. And I had to do exactly that. So that is amazing. I'm so excited for you. Getting a mentorship program in a school, like, I know that shit is hard. I'm sure there are so many obstacles, so many, like, so much red tape and shit you got to go through.
Fingerprinting. So much begging. Not begging, but just, like, selling your product.
That's amazing.
I want to talk to the kids. That's it. I just want to make a change. So my first
That's amazing.
Meeting, the sixth and seventh graders, and it was really nice to be able to show them. I feel like for me to be older, but still be able to mm-hmm. to connect to these kids is amazing. So I'm very excited.
I love that.
Super excited. So that's my good, guys.
Yay. Okay. Do you have a ghetto?
Oh, baby, do I.
Go.
Let me just tell y'all. we live in a world that is full of social media, right? And I get it. Like, social media is not going anywhere. It's going to be here forever. You find your corner, you thrive in it, you be amazing in it, and you don't take it and let it consume you, okay?
Right.
Here's the issue that I have. The issue that I have is that these personalities that are on social media, they are getting tons and tons of followers. I'm not no hater because, hey, do what you got to do. But my issue is when you have all these fucking followers, at least have a goddamn personality of more than a 2x4. Okay? Like, literally just went to a book signing. This person has close to 1 million fucking followers and could not ask questions to a 3-time New York bestseller of questions. And literally everything was like, yes. Where are the questions? Where is the sentence? Where is the grabbing the audience?
It's very much so giving Club Shay Shay.
It is wild to me. And that is my fucking ghetto. If you have that many followers, at least let it transcend from your platform to the world.
And it doesn't always.
It's terrible. And I think that we are just ruining people. Also, this is another part, and I maybe not 2-part, but hey, I've been drinking. So here we are. The more sad your fucking music is, the more people love you. And the more awkward you are, is the world absolutely loves you. And it's great to
me. 100%.
It's ghetto. And okay, I'm done. That's it. Yes.
It's ghetto and I'm over it. I'm over it. Everybody's a weirdo. So my ghetto is really specific to me, but because, you know, I'm a grown lady these days and I'm trying to really grow up and mature and be, you know, in my grown lady bag. So fun fact about me, I be a little ashy sometimes, not in the sense of like, damn, like I'm never going outside showing skin that is ashy, but like if the skin not showing, it might be a little ashy. Like I'm not one of those moisture warriors. Okay, full transparency. I'm working on it, but I'm not one of the people who are like, I gotta shower, my skin damn.
That's me.
And I wanna be you. But here's my ghetto, and here's where things get rough. Y'all don't be feeling sticky. Y'all don't be feeling like the other night I got out the shower and I said, fuck it. I'm about to oil it down. I'm about to lotion up, oil it down. I'm about to be shining, shining, shining. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I get out the shower. I towel dry a little bit, but the skin's still a little damp. You know what I'm saying? I oil up. Y'all just be oiling up and getting in the bed? Y'all don't be sticking to them sheets? Like, is there a little, like, time that you need to let it settle? Do you got to let the air hit it so that everything can kind of soak in?
Using.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe I'm using the wrong shit. I got Jergens. It just be so thick on my, it just like, it just be sitting on top of my, it ain't in there enough. It ain't under.
Did you rub it in?
I do rub it in. I was rubbing a lot. I rub it in. Man, listen, I rub it in. I do all the things and I'm shining and I'm feeling good. And I be like, I can't lay on, I feel like I can't sit on nothing. I feel like I'm just drenched in bacon grease or something. I don't know. And I got silk sheets, nine sheets all oiled up. Like, what's really the, I need some tips and tricks from the moisture girl, goddesses. No. Because I can't go to bed like that. That's uncomfortable.
Well, I think it's because you're not used to actually putting that amount of lotion on in the first place, right?
My skin ain't prepped.
Yeah, it's not prep. So I use, because I really like to be greased up, I use shea butter.
Too thick. It's impossible. It's no way I can get in no bed in no shea butter. It's no way I can get in no bed in no shea butter. But them sheets will, I be feeling so just.
Maybe you should use less lotion then.
I don't feel like I be using a lot, though. That's the thing. It's not like I be trying to overdo it. Like, let me just You know what I'm saying? I do enough to feel like I got a knife marsh. I rub it in real good, but it just be, I be feeling sticky. I'm like, I gotta go motherfucking air out. I gotta go take a couple laps around the living room. I can't just get in the bed like this. I wake up in the morning and there's a damn outline of my body in the damn silk sheets because I didn't get, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to go in the oven.
Yeah, I just think it's because you're not used to it, though. I think it's because
you don't like it. And I'm not going to get used to it. I got to figure something else. Maybe Jergens ain't it. Dude, lotion expire? I didn't have that bottle of Jergens for a long time. And maybe my lotion needs, maybe I need a
It's the concern you have. Lotion expire?
Because that could be the problem. I don't know what it's like.
I think you're probably using too much. If you already know that you don't like being, because I have a family member that's like, they don't like that. They don't like that sense of being extra greased down. Yeah. So maybe you just use like half a pump. If you use too many and you're trying to like grease down, then it might be too much. So maybe you should just use like.
Maybe because I got a little body butter. I was like, okay, maybe it's the Jergens that's fucked up. So I got a little body butter, everything.
No, body butter is going to be worse.
I just be like, I hate this. I'd rather be ashy.
Or.
I hate this.
Or just like maybe put it on certain points, right? Like things that you know that are going to be super ashy.
My little brother come in here. I tell him I'm recording. This nigga start coughing. This is why I gotta get it. I gotta get a 2-bedroom. He coughing, and my man is folding laundry.
Hey, Jimmy,
the living room.
It's your ass.
Jenny said, "Hey." Deep ass voice. Hey. Look, we don't have to wrap this up. I got company now. I got to. But yeah, that's my ghetto. I just really am trying to become a moisture warrior, but I have, okay. Maybe I got to find the right product for me. Use do I need left. To, use do I need left. A toner? Because what I also started doing, because I also was showering, which I like Dr. Bronner's. I like it.
It'll wash your ass.
It's your squeaky clean, but it's drying. So I stopped showering with Dr. Bronner's every day. Like, you know what I mean? I'll do it like maybe every other day, like when I want a real deep clean. And I have another one that I use. Like, why is he moving furniture?
They don't know what we can hear.
This okay. At home production, y'all. This man just decided he about to rearrange the living room. But yeah, maybe I need to adjust my shower prep stuff too, so that I can prep my skin. Yeah, so my skin is more prepared and it's not getting dried out by the shower. And maybe that'll help. I don't know. I'm going to work on it. But just know, as of right now, the moisturizing at night is very ghetto for me. I don't like it.
Ghetto. I understand. Yeah. Well, sis.
Well, another one down. Another one down. We love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Don't forget to follow our social medias. We're live on the YouTube, so the full episode, visual, video will be up on YouTube. Get caught up with everything 2024 on YouTube right now. Follow us on Instagram at Good and Ghetto the Pod. Please rate, comment, subscribe, do all that stuff. Show us some love in the comments on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you listen. Give us 5 stars, give a comment, all that stuff. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. And if ain't nobody told you today, proud of you, baby.
We proud of you.
All right. Love you, twin. Yeah.